6:54 at 580 CFRA. Dr. Barry Dworkin joins us with a look at health headlines. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
According to this study, 1/3 of angioplasty and bypass surgeries are unnecessary?
Yeah, this is a very interesting study. It was an observational study by the Institute for Clinical and Evaluative Sciences, and they looked at 1,600 Ontario patients that had what we consider to be stable coronary artery disease. What that means is that people that may have elevated cholesterol, high blood pressure, but they have not had a heart attack. The hearts have never been damaged per se from a heart attack. So they looked at these patients and what happened to them with regards to how they were selected for having either an angioplasty, medical therapy, or a bypass surgery, which is open heart surgery. And so they looked at their charts to see if they had actually met the specific criteria or guidelines that are used to say you need the surgery or you don't need the surgery. And what they found is that looking at these patients and seeing how they did after having these procedures, they found about 32% of these 1,600 people had bypass or angioplasty were uncertain candidates, meaning that they didn't meet fulfill the criteria for doing this particular surgery, and on average, they had no benefit afterwards. That is, you expect when you do a procedure to actually have a better outcome afterwards. That's why you're doing something like that. And out of 991 people out of this group that actually met the criteria, they looked at them and said, yeah, you would have needed this particular procedure, 30% of those didn't have the operation. So what they're saying is that you have to have appropriate criteria to do these angioplasties, because those that were appropriate, that is those that met the criteria, 40% of them, those that received the surgery, they had a 40% reduction in their chance of dying of having a heart attack or other problems with their hearts. So you have to have appropriate procedures and appropriate criteria to do these particular surgeries according to this study.
Wow. Is it because of misdiagnosis?
I don't know if it's about misdiagnosis. It may be also someone has coronary artery disease and you're doing the procedure because you think it's going to help this person and going to reduce their risk. And part of the issue is that if you're not using appropriate guidelines, you're sort of floating out there on a raft in the middle of the ocean going, well, you know, depending on which way the wind is blowing, yeah, this might work a little bit better for them, or this might work a little bit better if we go this way. So you tend to see that when you're not following specific evidence-based criteria. And that's what I think they're trying to say here,
right,
that you have to have that in order to be able to know what to do.